This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams, and this is a rapid fire where we're going to go over what you share on social media. A lot of people say, Brandon, what do I talk about on social media? What do I share with the world? Well, I'll start with this. What you consistently share is what you become known for. What you consistently share in your videos, on your podcast shows, and content online is what you become known for. And think about who you want to be known to. So if I want to be known to a CEO or founder of a business that's anywhere from the range of 2 to 10 million of top line revenue, I'm going to learn all about that person, the entrepreneur, the CEO, and all my videos and content beyond me sharing my personal story will be speaking to that CEO. An example could be, hey, if you are a CEO of a seven-figure business that is looking to grow your personal brand to expand the income of your business, then you want to work with us at Ignite and Elevate. So I'm speaking in a video directly to that person. So that person who has that seven-figure business that's looking to grow through getting their story out there, their message, and their brand, they're going to know to reach out to me. So remember, whatever you consistently share with the world of who you are, what you do, and how you help people will determine who comes out and reaches out to you. So I look at two sides of the content you share on social media. One side is your personal story. People buy from people. So share who you are, share your background, where you're from, what you do for fun, bring people in your life through doing Instagram stories and posts on social media through your life experiences. That's one side. The other side is talk about what you do in business. Provide best tips and advice of how you help people. You're helping people maybe specifically through video marketing. You're helping people through growing their business. You're helping people through podcasting, whatever it is. Share your best tips and advice you have for others and share how you can help them specifically and have a call to action. They can reach out to you. Hey, reach out to me on my website. Send me a direct message. Become the authoritative figure in your space when you share that, but also you could share case studies from past clients you've worked with. So having the testimonial that posts on social media drive your sales because other people that resonate with that testimonial will connect and really want to work with you. So it's not just me saying, hey, I'm great at what I do, but it's dozens of others who have had success with me and they're edifying me and saying how great I am at what I do and how much I've helped them. Those videos on social media will drive more awareness and drive more actions and drive more sales. So those are different things you share on social media. Document who you are, what you do, how you help people. Post it on social media, multi-purpose it. Post it to your Facebook, post it to your Instagram, post it to X, post it to LinkedIn, post it to your threads, post it to YouTube, or just start with one. But I believe in creating one piece of video content on a regular basis and posting it to all different platforms. So again, who are you? What do? How you help people? Share case studies. Be consistent with it and have fun with it. You got value out of this episode? Feel free to share a video sharing your biggest takeaway from this episode of the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience and tag me at Brandon T. Adams and I'll be sure to reshare it. And here's to your success in posting video content on social media.